Good morning. How are you guys? Are you good? Yeah. Well, it's great to see all of you here. I just want to tell you one more time, like I do almost every time I tell a story, how much your parents love you and how happy everybody in this church is to see you here. You are one of the things that makes all of us the very, very happiest about being here. And we want to do everything we can to make sure that you know and love Jesus for your whole life. So today I want to ask you a question. How many of you have ever had the experience where one day you have a really good day? If you're in school, everything goes right. Every time the teacher asks a question, you know the answer. And if you have a quiz that day, you get 100%. Have any of you ever had those kinds of days? And if you're in school, not in school, have you ever had a kind of day that was really good where maybe you learned to ride your bike or you learned how to ride a skateboard and everything went really well and you didn't get in trouble with your mom at home at all? Have you ever had that day if you're not in school? Okay, or almost that day? But then, how many of you have had the kind of day where right after you have that really good day, you have the kind of day where nobody likes you and they won't talk to you and somebody's making up a story about you, or you fall off your bike and you get a big thing on your knee that hurts so bad? Have you ever had that day? Yeah. Okay. Guess what? When you grow up, they're not exactly the same as those days, but they feel pretty much the same. Well, in the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel, in chapter 17, there's a story about somebody who had a really good day using five rocks. Does anybody know who I might be talking about? Does anybody know the story about a giant? Yeah, Christina? I mean, Alexandra, sorry. The story of David and Goliath. Alexandra, whose mother is Christina, knew the answer to that. Awesome. Good job. Well, I want you to know that the Bible is full of these kinds of stories about people who have really good days and really bad days. In fact, some of them have really good months and then really bad months. But we'll talk more about that another time. So this man, David, who was actually not very old, probably a teenager when this happened, so not that much older than you guys, and probably about the height of, you know, most of your parents. Okay, not your parents, correct, Catherine, but everybody else's parents. He was not super tall or super big or super powerful in terms of his position, but there was a problem, a big giant, more than 9 feet tall, more than Catherine's grandpa, Mr. Hinkle, who's like 6.5 feet tall, but this giant was another 3 feet tall, so really tall. And he hated God and he wanted to ruin David and his people. And David didn't worry about being young and not being tall and not being strong. He said, I have an idea. I think if I use my slingshot and these five rocks, I can take that guy out. And so guess what? Sure enough, he used his slingshot and one of his rocks, a little rock against a 9 foot tall man, plus David's slingshot and David and God, landed one of these rocks right in the giant's forehead. And guess what happened to the giant? Does anybody know what happened to the giant? Taya?
He fell down and then David defeated him.
He did. He did fall down and David did defeat him. And you know how he made sure that the giant wasn't going to bother them anymore after he fell down? Okay. Is it? It's right in the Bible, so I'm going to say it. He chopped his head off with a sword, with the giant's own sword. Well, anyway, not to get too far away from the story. So, pretty good day for David, huh? Oh yeah, people were singing, and he got all kinds of rewards and presents from the king for doing that. But then, guess what? just a few years later, maybe not even a whole year, God told David, you're going to be the next king. But the current king was still alive, and he didn't really want somebody else to be king. So he started getting all of his army to chase David and try to kill him. Pretty bad day for David, huh? Lots of bad days for David. While David was running from the king and hiding in caves to keep from getting killed, he had some pretty hard days, and he wasn't sure all the time that God was with him. And he wrote about that in a book. Some of the things he wrote about that are in the book of Psalms, and Mr. Thornburg Pete is going to talk to us about that today. But the point is that whether we're having really good days or really hard days, it's important for us to remember that Jesus loves us, he cares for us, and just because we feel weak and like things aren't going well for us doesn't mean that he doesn't love us. And so it's important to continue to always remember how much Jesus loves us and to be friends with Jesus so that when we get to those really tough times, we have Jesus to help us get through them. In our bulletin today, Mr. Thornburg has written down the words to a song that all of us know. Can you raise your hand if you know the song, Jesus Loves Me? Do you know that there's a line in there that says, I am weak, but he is strong? Does anybody remember that? Well, if you don't, we're going to sing it right now. Mrs. Cardi's going to lead us in the singing, and Mrs. Bell's going to play it for the organ to accompany us. And right after that, we're going to pick up the offering. Okay, so when we're done singing, we're going to get the baskets that will collect the offering that goes for Christian education. So thank you, Mrs. Cardi and Mrs. Bell.
Ready?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Let's bow our heads and pray right before we pick up the offering. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you are strong and that you are strong even when we're weak, and that sometimes your strength means the most and does the most good when we're weak. We ask that you will be with every one of these boys and girls through this week, that you will be very close to them, that they will always know how much you love them, and that they will choose every day to be your friend. And the same thing goes for us grown-ups too. Thank you for this church and for all that it's done for these kids. We ask that you will bless the offering that's collected, that it will help lots and lots of kids learn about Jesus in school. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.